Good morning, Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wake Up 9/11 Radio. I'm your host, James Easton, and with me today is Tim Sinsheimer, our terrible Tim. How are you doing?
Good. I'm maintaining, holding it down. Kind of concerned about I'm kind of concerned about all the arrows that are pointing towards September. Something terrible is supposed to happen. Nobody knows what it is.
The Blood Moon, September 28th, the end of Jade Helm. You got September 11th. There's a number of reasons to worry about something, especially considering it's called The Fall. I know you've had some difficulty with one of the video providers that you post your videos on. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, there's this upload page called the Vimeo.
Mm-hmm.
And I put some of my work on there that I figured wouldn't be safe on YouTube because it's very revealing. Particularly, I use footage from PK22 where he clearly exposed it. You can see it with your own eyes. There's no doubt about it that this Brassad family was faking their injuries. You
mm-hmm.
see them running around, nothing wrong with them. And then you see them on Anderson Cooper and they got their leg casts on. They're in the hospital. But you can see in the video that nothing happened to them. And I used those footage in one of my songs. And I think that's the footage that caused them to become alarms. It was starting to pick up some views here and there and getting shared. So they decided to kill my entire Vimeo page. And then the link still exists on the search fields for Google. But anyway, I try to get to it. I try to sign in, and then a big page comes up and says, something to the effect, sorry, this page doesn't exist. And then it said, such are the mysteries of the internet. But I'm suggesting that there's no mystery to it. They don't want this information getting around.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like the kind of message I got when I complained to Wikipedia about the tower alignment, the core alignment. This is 2 years ago. And the message said, nice try. here's my advice to you.
Go ahead.
All right. So basically what you need to do is set up a bunch of dummy accounts. The video isn't longer than 15 minutes, so you can upload it to all those accounts. They'd have to go through each one to take them out. And get other people to do it. That's how you gotta. Like, I'll do two or three for you today, just for fun, and tell people to do the same thing. Why? Because you're telling the fucking truth, and these people want to cover it up. So our job is to make sure they have to work their asses off to find out where the shit is, and pull it down individually. But rest assured, your video is going to stay out there. That's what I think PK22 has done, but I don't know. I don't know the guy, but there are ways around. You got to skirt around the system. There's nothing illegal about it. This video is video they provided on the news, and if you're going to say this shows clear as day that these people are not injured, that this is a fucking hoax and a lie and a cover up, and it's the reason behind which they're going after Americans for guns and all this other shit, justifying military, police state, and so on. You're damn straight. You're doing the right thing, and it's fucking. It really pisses me off when I hear shit like this. Vimeo, fuck you, and I'm gonna trash them in some memes. If they're too chicken shit to fucking hold water, then they're gonna get it up the ass. That's what I'm telling you.
And this, James, what you're saying is what people like us have been doing. For example, when that video came out, and a very excellent video that clearly blows the Sandy Hook fake show to pieces. This video called We Need to Talk About Sandy Hook. And people have been doing what we call mirroring. You just simply upload the video to your page or other pages or invented pages. You know, that video was up to 100,000 views, and it was well on its way to becoming viral. And so they knocked it down, but people took it upon themselves to upload it, put it on other pages. So it did get around, and people are learning about Sandy Hook. But what happens is when you kill something as it's becoming viral, you reduce how much it could get around, but we get around the get around by getting around them and spreading it around.
get around.
Your advice has been followed by many folks, and will continue to be doing that.
I'm airing out the laundry so that people can understand. And, you know, yet once again, if they don't know, you can't just sit on your ass and expect other people to fucking save your ass. You have to be an active participant in saving your fucking ass too, and others at the same time. We're all in this fucking boat together. It really rocks my world when I hear this shit. It really fucking pisses me off that they have no right to take that shit down. There's nothing illegal about it. What they're doing is censorship. And, you know, if you don't think censorship goes on, you're a fucking nut job. You're out to lunch. You don't even know what's going on. Censorship is alive and well. And I'm not talking about, you know, censoring someone for saying their beliefs because they're an idiot and they're making a complete error in judgment and asserting an incorrect statement. That's
well,
not
even
censoring.
That kind of should be protected, James. But
you know what?
There's a saying.
Yeah. There's a saying. It says, if you, I'll you can say whatever the fuck you want, but I'll defend your right to say it. That's the, you know, kind of put your money where your mouth is, motherfucker. That's what I'm saying.
And James, let me also say, the people who are still asleep, and there's still a lot of them. Now, when it comes to 9/11, there's a lot more awake people. But when it comes to these fake shootings, those very people who are awake on 9/11 don't understand that all these shootings, all the things on the news is fake. But here's what I'm saying, and any of you sheep that are listening to me, listen carefully to what I'm saying. If there's nothing to this, if there's nothing to it that, about Sandy Hook or Boston Hulkathon or these other things, that there's nothing to it, then why do they bother censoring it? Let it be out there and let us look like fools. If you think we're fools, leave it out there. And so everyone can point this out. Look at the idiots that believe in nonsense and garbage. If it's nonsense and garbage and fallacy, then just leave it alone. But if there's nothing to it, why are they trying to cut this information off?
Good point. It's just deductive logic. It's like, do you have a brain? Do you use your brain? Do you think at all? This is what I say to people, because most people don't think. They do what they're told. They watch the tube, and they don't think outside the box. They're not open-minded. A lot of people lie about it. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm open-minded. And they're about as open-minded as a fucking shut clam. They don't know anything, and they don't know what's going on, and they shoot off the gums. And, you know, there's disinformation, misinformation, shill, troll, liar, deceiver. And then there's real people who are telling the truth, that are getting the truth out, and they're being blockaded by the powers that be. I'm talking these mega corporations that think they can censor you for telling the fucking truth about a massive conspiracy that's been going on since 9/11. And you know what? People are dead. And there's like, we're talking in the millions. I don't give a flying fuck who they are. They're people, and they're dead. And you know what? None of you are any better or special because you live in America or Canada or Britain or France or any Western nation. We're all on the fucking chopping block. And you're damn straight, September is looking pretty fucking scary.
Yeah. And, I mean, you tell people to their blue in the face that it's a fact that there's only half a dozen people who control the media distribution outside the computer. And then even on the internet, they control much of the information. You tell them that to the blue in the face. And, you know, I have somebody in my own family. I send them stuff, and I said, well, I don't like that narrator. They're harsh and cruel, and they use profanities. But here's the way it works. The truth is the truth, however it's told. So you're going to believe that soothing sounds of the anchor with that false concern in their voice, and they're so nice. So whatever they say is the truth. There's no words for that. I mean,
I hear you.
I don't like that guy. He's shouting and yelling. I don't like Alex. Well, Alex Jones, we know, is a shill, but he was speaking the truth when he was on that Piers Morgan show about the Second Amendment. But he was yelling and screaming at Piers Morgan.
Because it's infuriating.
But what he was saying was nonetheless true. You're not supposed to disarm people so that they can't defend themselves. If a burglar is knocking down your door, the police can help you in time. It just doesn't work. But self-defense is a natural right.
It goes beyond that. It's not about self-defense and having a gun to. It's about rising up against your tyrannical government. And, you know, there's a tyrannical government, guys. Time to rise up, I think. But the point is that you've had guns since the founding of your country, all
right,
to stop the English. That was the premise. The idea was that if they ever tried to take it over again, you would be armed and you could defend yourselves. Now, if they want to take that shit away from people because there's too many shootings, that is a haphazard offshoot of the fact that
even if
they were real.
Supposed to kill the Second Amendment, but we all know they're fake. But even if these things were real, you're not supposed to take away the people's guns.
That's right. It's built into the fabric of the society. You've had guns since day one. You don't just take them away. Then nobody on the planet will be armed to stop tyranny when it bears its ugly fucking head. And it has. And people are stupid and they don't know. It's like having a fork, knife, and spoon and only knowing how to use your hands. You know, like, it's fucking, people are dumb. People have been dumbed down. But it's not their problem. It's not their fault. This has been, by design, it's been, you know, they've taken steps over a fucking century to get to where they are now. 9/11 was no accident, and neither was Sandy Hook, and neither was any of these other fucking false flags. All of it is being unloaded in a you know, systemic plan. Terrible Tim, myself, many of us are trying our fucking hardest to explain this to people. And you know what you said that really got me? Is that, like, some people can only swallow the truth if it's handed to them, like, with some sugar and salt and, you know, like, you know, spiced up and flavorful and smells good. Well, sorry, you're going to have to eat the raw porridge of truth because that's how we're giving it. We were dishing it out to you, okay? You got to eat, and I don't give a shit if you like it or not. You know, people are so used to being pampered and this political correctness bullshit, it's got to go out the window. I want to say this one more thing. The baby boomer generation grew up with, it was the age of borrowing. Everybody borrowed. They have nice cars, big houses, big backyards, blah, blah, blah. They don't see a problem. It's Generation X and just, you know, the hippie generation that are going to have to solve this fucking problem because our parents have their heads up their ass. They don't see it. It's like trying to bash a brick against a fucking, I don't know, it's very frustrating talking to older people because they just don't fucking get it and they don't want to get it.
And people don't understand the Second Amendment, the words, a well-regulated militia, meaning that not only do you have that, you should have weapons to protect yourself, that you should be familiar with tactics so that you're equal to the tyrannical government that's going to come down the street murdering people. And people say, what the hell are you talking about? But all you have to do is look back on history and look at the dictators, Pol Pot, Lenin, Hitler, all these different dictators. As soon as they take the guns away from the people, that's when the bodies start to drop by the millions. And they think that we're an exception to that paradigm. But
right. All
you have to do is just look at the news or do a look back on what's happening. Every day they're trying to take away another right. And the most recent thing is that they could take away your passport for no reason. Just by caprice.
Yeah.
This person can't go in and out of the country anymore. We want him to stick nearby so that they could pick anyone off the street and put you in a jail, no jury. That your family won't even know what happened to you, and they can't visit you. And they can do this to anybody for any reason, not just people who are speaking out. And if they take away all the people who are speaking out, then they'll go after who's left. I mean, so maybe you're further back in line for the slaughterhouse, but you're still on that line. Mm-hmm. And as we both know, Agenda 21, they state openly. They don't hide it from you. And Brzezinski and Kissinger, it's stated clearly and openly in their own books. And these people are all in the administrations of all the past and the present president. You know, I saw something even more alarming. A couple of days ago in New York City, they put their calling card on the Empire State Building. I don't know if you heard about this story. They projected a picture of the goddess Kali, an Indian goddess, and the Illuminati, they love all of this kind of stuff. And it's the goddess of death, power, and destruction. And they illuminated images of it right on the Empire State Building. That's like a calling card that adds to the pile of evidence about September. And then the Shemitah, the seven-year Shemitah cycle, where the banking industry just pulls the plug on people during the blood moon and all of this garbage, it's right there. Anyone can see it. I hope to God they don't do anything in September. But it's all the things that there's movies and TV shows where they clearly show these dates, September 23rd, September 24th. The New World Order Pope, who has turned against all the religious teachings, He's in favor of evolution and all of this, which is unproven. He's turned away from all of this. He's going to make a speech in Congress, and it's either going to be in veiled or overt language, preaching in favor of the New World Order, one government.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very ominous. The whole situation is dire, and I thought of something while you were talking there, just having to do with September. Well, personally, there's the Fox News reported the other day about solar flares.
About the what?
Solar flares.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. You know, when has there ever been a solar flare that affected us, that's turned off all our power and so on? Yet Janet Napolitano was talking to old folks, and it was recorded back when she was Department of Homeland Security chief. She was saying that there would be massive outages, massive. She talked about a cyber attack. She was all doom and gloom, and you know, in the past. You know, there have been other figureheads that have made such similar assertions, like Dick Cheney. You know, there's going to be a 9/11 worse than 9/11. And so, the funny thing is, is that they tell us what they're going to do before they do it. They've been doing it with everything, with 9/11, in movies and so on, predictive programming.
Yeah, predictive
we know
programs.
What that is.
Yeah.
And you know, they're setting us up, and you know, time's running out. I knew that a while ago, and I want to proffer this much, and I don't give a flying fuck what anyone says, and I don't want to argue about it. That Ground Zero does not mean the World Trade Center site. That means they're going to drop a nuke, and it'll be a nuke that is said to be launched by the Russians, and World War III will start, and you have Russian troops already in America. You have Chinese troops in America. You know, have you seen them? No, they're behind the scenes, but they're there.
Yeah, they're part of the chain now, foreign troops.
People want to bitch about illegals, like, oh, they're getting free driver's licenses, blah, blah, blah. That's not what you should be worried about. You should be worried about them joining the American military as a proxy army who will not give a flying fuck about you, your wife, your kids, and your dog. They will shoot to kill, and they won't give a rat's ass. And, you know, that's what's going on. I'm telling you, man, that's what's going on right now. And you need only be reminded of the videos of the trains going down the road with fucking, you name it, fucking MRAPs, tanks, Humvees, Bradleys, you name it, all of them. They're all going down to the south. I think they're going to start from the south and sweep up. And, you know, there's the FEMA fucking mailbox stickers. They're still there. They're not, no, even if you peel them off, they know. It's just makes it easier for them to say, oh, here's a purple sticker, you know, let's kill this guy. It's so real, it's so ever-present, it's like right around the corner, and everybody's like, it's summer, let's go to Disney World, you know, like, they don't get it. It's fucking ridiculous. But there's a saying that it only took 3% of American militia to defeat the British. I think it'll take more than 3% to defeat the entire American military, but every fucker in you know, America who's got a brain has a weapon, and the end result is simply this. It'll be a massive bloody battle, but someone's going to come out on top, and it better be us.
Well, here's the thing. The military is organized in tactics and advanced weaponry.
Yeah.
So, and soldiers are order followers with no moral compass, and then add into the equation that so many of these troops are not even going to be American soldiers. And all these soldiers have been polled and surveyed and asked, are you willing to fire on Americans? And the ones who said, sure, why not? I'll kill anybody you tell me to. That those are the people that in the ranks. And all the generals that disagreed with Obama about doing really screwed up things and fucked up things that if you mention it, people won't believe it. Pertaining to him wanting to drop a nuke here or there, but you got that sense that Lindsey Graham threatening that a nuke will be dropped here or there if we don't support Israel or whatever. If people can't wrap their head around it, they don't even understand, James, that the U.S. government is a separate entity. The District of Columbia is a corporation that's apart from the United States of America. It's a foreign entity. The bank is an offshore bank controlled by offshore bankers. They have no allegiance to any country, and they're controlling everything. And the whole place is littered with the place is shaped like a pentagram, the streets and everything. They have Illuminati symbolism in the Congress. Those two poles that you see are fasci, that they show you the bundle sticks with the eagle on it are fasci. Those two snakes that they have. I mean, it's right there in front of you. And then here's another wider thing I want to say to anyone who might be listening. People think that all these soldiers and all these countries are fighting each other because there's a boogeyman in the other country that wants to kill everybody. And that's not the case. Every soldier in every country have the same insignias on their uniforms, stars, bars, eagles, oak leaves, and other regalia. So this means is that they are all pawns being moved around on a chessboard by occultists who are behind the curtain. The people are wearing black robes and sacrificing babies in satanic rituals. These are the people that are behind everything. They're behind the curtain. And they look down on the rest of the people as just mindless golem. And they feel that they're immune to divine retribution or karma, because after all, the only thing that they do is move their lips and sign paperwork. The onus is on the order followers that carry out the murder and the killing. And the sheep will gladly send their sons and daughters to fight these wars, and they have no idea who they're doing it for. It's not for us. There's nobody who wants to kill us. People by nature, no matter where they live or who they are, they all have the same goals in mind. They just want to live in peace and raise families, have a nice house, and have food in their stomach, have friends and families and some entertainment and joy in their life. It's the psychopathic people who have a left brain imbalance, this urge and lust for power and money. They're the ones that are calling the shots. They're just moving their lips and signing paperwork. And all the sheep think that they're fighting for their country, and the price of blood is freedom. But the only thing that we should be fighting and protecting are our borders. We're not supposed to be engaged in these military adventures, wiping out people at the behest of the people at the top of the capstone giving the orders.
Well said.
That was your turn.
And pat ourselves on the back for the work we're doing, because it's not easy to do. We put our lives on the line. We stick our necks out. And people who look at this and take it for granted have no idea what's going on, how much danger this is. And, it's sort of like... I can't think of an example, but it can parallel a lot of things. It's just we're in a parallel, and it's like the difference between seeing the ship coming to ram you and looking the other way. It's like, you know, one way or another, there's going to be a collision, but you can be ready for it, or you can be knocked overboard or get hit by the ship or whatever the case is. You can be in the line of fire. You can, it's your choice, you know. We're telling you the fucking truth, and it's dependent on all of you who listen and care to disseminate this knowledge to everybody that you know. Get the facts right. Be credible. And, there's never been more urgency. There's never, ever been more urgency in our lives, in the human race, in all of human history. I mean, we are facing the ultimate motherfucking extinction of humanity. And, people carry on. I'll have a glass of Coke, and I'll read a magazine, and I'll go drive my car to the park, and blah, blah, blah. They don't care. And, you know, the more people that don't care, the more people that are going to die. And that's fucking, that goes back on those people in the end. Because if you knew what was going on, if you had a clue and you did nothing, and people around you die, you're going to feel so much fucking guilt. You're going to feel like shit. So why not fucking stand up now and say, I get it. I understand. I'm awake. I care. and I'm gonna do whatever it takes to stop this from happening, even if it means my own life. And that's what it really breaks down to. It's real courage. It's real humanity. It's not this fake plastic shit.
Yeah, people don't get it that, okay, they happen to be lucky enough to live in a certain geographical location, and they had it good for a while, and they just look at videos or news stories about other people, their women, children, civilians getting blown apart. That you see videos of houses being destroyed, bombs being dropped on it, people living on the street. They don't know where their next meal is coming from. And they say, well, you know, that's just the way it is. They don't understand that their security is your security. And all of this garbage, I mean, you're at a certain corner at a chessboard where there's no activity, but the pieces will be coming towards you eventually. It's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm. It is like a big chess game. And pawns are expendable, you know. You have, who knows what's going on upstairs in the psychopath ward, where, you know, the people that run this world, they have infighting, they have little spats, they use people as peons, as pawns in their chess game, and they, you know, we are expendable. It's not, nothing is ever written in stone unless it is. And I don't see your rights written in stone, and but I do see the Georgia Guidestones have a depopulation agenda. 500 million people left on the planet out of 7 billion people, and you know that is mind blowing. And some people can't wrap their head around that. And if you try to, you'd probably bust your head. But just figure the number. Just read it, okay? 500 million out of 7 billion.
Yeah. Well, people can't wrap...
They're coming for all of us.
People can't wrap their heads around it because most people are good. Most people are good and they're good-hearted. They just want to raise families and not bother anybody. They can't conceive of the idea that people at the top of the capstone could get together and have a plan, and they have been trained, and they police each other, calling people conspiracy theorists. I'm so sick of that word, too. I mean, there are no conspiracy theorists. There are only conspiracy analysts, conspiracy realists. People go to court and judged in a courtroom every day because they were involved in some sort of conspiracy to do something wrong. But the people at the top, apparently they think that these people were sent down from heaven to spread love, joy, and peace into the world. But you know that's not the case. But you see all these military adventures. You click on the news, and there's always a story about some kind of war. And you see it more up close if you're on the computer. You see the mangled bodies and blown apart heads and people just being slaughtered like cattle. And people say, well, yeah, that's necessary because these are bad people, so we have to send soldiers over there to kill the people. And, okay, so there was a dictator over there, and the reason there is a dictator is because this country installed that dictator. and so let's go in there now and liberate them. Okay, we killed 2.5 million people, and these people have no place to live, and they're barely surviving, but now they have freedom and democracy, so it was worth it.
You know, it's all a lie. I just saw a picture first thing this morning of a baby that was born in Iraq, deformed. They used
depleted uranium and all of that crap. Yeah,
that's evil. It's fucking. There's nothing. There's no other way to describe it. It's pure, unadulterated evil that they did. That, you know, here's the deal. They had all this depleted uranium, and they're like, "What do we do with it?" They're like, well, let's put it in the shells and we'll shoot them off in Iraq. and yeah. litter the countryside with the fucking depleted uranium. You know, people are being born with massive deformities. People are getting cancer like in record numbers. It's absolutely disgusting. It makes me fucking want to hurl. You know, I've seen more than one picture of a baby like this. I've seen probably about 40 or 50 pictures of babies. But, I mean, I'm sure people over there see it all the time. And it's like, this is your government. This is the mentality. It's evil. That's what it is. The U.S. government is not the U.S. government. It's a rogue government. And it is run on evil. Obama is a puppet. He's a happy, smiling puppet, but he's rotten to the core. And so is everybody in Congress and the Senate. And the Supreme Court has been installed by Bush Sr., Clinton, Bush, and Obama. So you know they're all fucking rotten and corrupt. It's all, like, all the cards have been stacked. And, you know, we can still win, but it's going to be very difficult. So, I mean, people have to not just wrap their head around that. They have to fucking wake up, you know, wake the fuck up. I don't say it nicely. I say it with an air of fucking anger and bitterness and sadness and that it comes to this, that, you know, we can't just be happy-go-lucky people. We have to fucking fight a war against this massive evil that's coming on us. And, you know, there is no more time left. There never was any time. I mean, it could happen at any time. So you got to be ready.
And, you know, James, the information about what's going on is available to anybody. It's at their fingertips. You don't have to go to a library and fumble around for index cards. You don't have to read entire books either, because that is kind of time-consuming. You could read articles. There are videos. I mean, the information is easy and simple to consume. You don't have to be a book nerd or an egghead to acquire any of this information. The people like convenience, they got it. You go on the computer, plug in whatever event you want in the YouTube search field. Plug in any event you want into the YouTube search field. Put the word hoax after it. And then examine the information that researchers have put together for you to see for yourself. And you know what they say, James, that the sheep like to say, oh, well, don't believe everything you see on YouTube. Yeah, don't believe evidence.
Anything.
Don't believe anything
you see in the paper or on television or that comes out of fucking Barack Obama's mouth. Nothing.
You know,
it's all lies.
Anything is believable and nothing is knowable. But I'll tell you what, these people who want to criticize YouTube, you know, well, don't trust everything you see on YouTube. But I'll tell you what, and I've said this before, there's written some redundance and repetitiveness here. I'll tell you what, video does, to a certain extent, tell a story in a way that books can only dream of. And, okay, video can be tampered with. You could do certain things to it to skew the observer. But let me tell you something. Sometimes it is what it is, and you are seeing what you are seeing. And when I uncovered that fake CPR was done at that attack on Parliament hoax in Ottawa, there was 3 seconds of footage where they weren't covering the guy. And you see that his hands are folded over his chest, his white-gloved hands are folded over his chest, and you see this guy pumping to the left side of the body. They're holding the guy's legs up in the air, and this woman is giving mouth-to-mouth at the same time as this guy's giving compression to his left arm. Holy shit! How the hell can you not see that it's fake? And the same thing with the NYPD fake shooting. Somebody took overhead camera footage, James. The New York Post put it up on their site for anyone to see. They didn't report on it. They simply put it up there and said, yeah, look at this tragedy that happened, whatever. But you examine the footage, and you see two people applying compression nowhere near the chest. And you see the cop. You see these cops. I don't even know if they were cops. That they're moving evidence around in tampers. One lady puts her hat on the hood of the car. This other guy moves some other stuff so the fake blood is more visible. This other cop takes it. No, put it back. And then you see this guy with a bag applying fake blood. And then he walks away. And three cops point. Say, no, go over there and put the fake blood near the other fake body. Holy shit. And people will think, well, no, they can't do anything like that without people knowing about it. They don't understand the concept of compartmentalization, that they control the scene, particularly if it's a school, a church, or a mall.
It's all about control. It's all about control. They have to control the entire thing, and that's what 9/11 was. It was all about control.
I want to jump in and say
I had my friend over last night. My friend, the same friend that is dumb as doornails every time I talk about him. It's always the same argument, I think that the jet fuel could have melted the steel. And it's just like, dumbass, I've been doing this for 2 fucking years, and you still don't believe me. Do I go to your job and say, you're doing it wrong? You've been at your job for how long, kind of thing? This is my life, my energy, and even my fucking friends don't believe me, even though I have credibility and ground to stand on, and I can explain it all. It's not just cognitive dissonance. They're fucking bonehead stupid. That's what it is. And that's when you raise your voice and you get fucking angry at them because you just can't take this shit anymore. Nobody can stand by and take this shit anymore. You have to fucking raise your voice and get angry. You have to use fuck and you have to say shit and motherfucking dumbass. You have to get angry. That's what happens because stupid people will get us killed.
And James, what drives me the most crazy about 9/11, aside from everything, the narrative being simply physically impossible and defying all laws of physics. I mean, Building 6 was vaporized. The core of it was just gone. I think Building 5 and Building 3 were just frames that they could pull down. And Building 4 had these anomalous holes in it. I mean, God damn it. And of course, Building 7 is something that noteworthy. I mean, it did come down the same way it controlled demolition. Kerosene-based aviation fuel simply cannot vaporize a majority of buildings into clouds of dust. It's not physically possible. What the fuck is wrong with people? What's wrong with their minds and their hearts? They receive information on an emotional level, and the archons of the brain. And it doesn't reach the neocortex, which is the newest part of the brain that separates us from the other animals, where there's discernment and logic and the ability to analyze things. They just receive things on an emotional level, and they say, oh, yeah, we were attacked. We were attacked. They hate us for our freedom. No one could give a crap about our freedom in these other countries. Their goals are what our goals as people. They just want to raise families and live in peace, for crying out loud.
The same motherfuckers that are going to kill us because they're order followers or order takers. The people that are stupid motherfuckers who don't think for themselves and don't just repeat and echo and parrot what they hear on the news and on the TV and what their president's saying. Those people are going to get us killed, too. That's what I'm trying to say. Everybody has to get angry at these fucking idiot sticks.
Yeah, because it's mob rule. And if the vast majority of the mob are sheep, then our fate is identical to theirs. If enough people, that's a sad, it's a crying shame. A crying shame. If enough people awake and alert and objected